following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your chump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
wrong way.
You're going
the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Oh,
Baker, preamble,
smell,
man,
bam.
Yeah, dude, I knew it was coming, and I still started laughing as soon as it started.
LOL, laugh out loud.
Right. That's right. Meanwhile, LaDainian Tomlinson sitting next to him going, Lord have mercy, what have I got myself into? I was watching them last night, the first night of the preseason, and they were doing their kind of whip around thing.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. He was grabbing Tomlinson by the shoulder over and over and over again. Let me tell you.
Oh, my gosh. He did the same thing to, Victor Cruz. He was interviewing Victor Cruz out on the practice field, and he just kept touching him. And Victor Cruz kept looking like he's trying to back away.
Oh, shit. It's great to be back. Good to have some Michael Irvin back.
Always.
Yeah. Now, it's, as far as the audience out there, where the hell have you guys been?
What do you mean?
I don't know where they've been, Tom. We've been steadily making shows, and nobody's been showing up.
Oh, is that right?
That's actually not true. We were offered a gig in Russia to do some promotional audio for Ukrainian troops.
I saw a lot of posts on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. And most of them were, you know, whiny Patriots fans.
We won the title, but wah. You don't like us, wah.
I don't even care.
Don't care. That's the thing. That's what I try to tell them. We don't care. Nope. Nobody cares but you guys, and that's fine. You go ahead and care. That's fine. But we don't give a fuck. They're not going to take your title away.
Right.
You know. I had, who was it? It was, the Jets fans, whose name escapes me right now. But he said to me, imagine how Jets and Bills and Dolphins fans are going to feel, you know, if they vacate this suspension. They're not going to like it.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? Imagine how they're going to feel when they don't vacate this suspension. He sits out four games, and they still all three lose the division by two games to the Patriots. You know, how are you going to feel then?
All right. Well, I don't care, so I don't want to talk about it.
F him.
I hope he gets out of the suspension so that when they come to Dallas week five and get their ass kicked, there's no excuses.
Ooh, them sound like fighting words to me up there from Tom over there. I'm not saying nothing about that. Yeah.
All right, listen.
I think the Redskins get him right after he's supposed to come back anyway.
I don't care. All right, this is what I do want to talk about. McCough syrup. Okay, we got to talk about McCough syrup. The true definition of getting your jaw jacked.
Right.
A retarded baseball player and outraged white people.
Oh, Tom, that's me. I am outraged.
There's always outraged white people, John.
White people are out of control, and I am outraged.
But there was some greatness over the weekend going into the Hall of Fame. We must honor that.
Well, we got to pay homage to that. I actually thought you were going to talk about the Redskins-Browns game last night, but okay. And you started with greatness, I thought, for sure.
Oh, for God's sake.
Manziel and Robert Griffin.
Yeah.
A game witnessed by literally dozens of people.
Pierre Garçon forgot how to catch.
Yeah, he did forget how to catch. But you know what? Whatever.
Hey, but that's what preseason's for, right?
It's practice. You got to practice making not, you know, bad catches.
Right. All right. So anyway, you know, we had several people going to the hall. I just wanted to play a couple clips here. Charles Haley.
Right.
Jerry Jones. Jerry's done so many great things. My daughter, Brianna, she had leukemia. And Jerry opened up Cowboy Stadium to do the biggest bone marrow drive in the history to try to help me save my daughter's life. When I got traded to the Cowboys, first handshake I received was Jerry Jones. Hi, I'm Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Welcome to Dallas.
He's not quite as good as you.
Well, no, Jerry was obviously high on mescaline.
I'm Jerry Jones. Where's that goddamn girl you said you'd bring? I got the biggest TV on planet Earth, little kid.
And, of course, somebody who definitely deserved to be there, the bus.
I really thought the bus's last stop was in Detroit at Super Bowl 40. But now I know the bus will always and forever run in Canton, Ohio.
You know, that has got to just make Myron Cope happy. You know he's watching with a big smile on his face.
You'd think so, Tom. You'd really think so, wouldn't you? But I gotta tell you, I'm bitter. I'm bitter, Tom. I'm not enjoying this at all. What? I'm as bitter as a lemon peel stuck up a Ravens fan's keister. That should be me going into that there Hall of Fame, because let's face it, if it weren't for me, nobody's caring about no bus. He'd be just another broke-down ex-Irishman panhandling out in the street. Look, tell you what, he may have scored all of them touchdowns, but without me telling you all about it, nobody cares. Oh, look. Another 2-yard touchdown by that fat jelly roll fat guy up there in Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay, well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was wrong, right. John. John, I guess I had that. Just, no, he's not happy.
He's bitter, Tom. He's bitter as a stale cigarette that's been soaking in the tears of a Brown fan.
Well, you know who else is bitter is Jeff Reed.
Yeah. That was the best story of the whole fucking week. I saw that. I immediately started to laugh. Oh, shit. Well, do you remember his stupid Guy Fieri haircut he used to wear?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you don't remember Jeff Reed, he used to be the kicker for the Steelers.
Right.
And he shows up to the Hall of Fame game in Canton. And he's I mean, when I say he showed up, he went as a fan. He was sitting in the stadium watching the game, and he got in a fight. Dude, got in a fight in the stands.
I would love to know what started it, and I would love to hear so from the guy he got in a fight with, not from him.
I don't know.
The guy turned around and said, "You would have fucking missed that kick, you asshole."
I don't know who he got in a fight with, but they threw him out of the game. Of course, you know, we talked about, we don't know a whole lot about Jeff Reed. We know that he got in another fight back in February of 2009. Of course, that was a fight with a paper towel dispenser.
Right. He was escorted out of the men's room for that one. Security had to come and get him out of the Exxon men's room.
That was unbelievable. Yeah, the thing wouldn't give him any paper towels, so he started beating the shit out of it.
He was also charged, Tom, with trying to steal the key that was attached to a hubcap.
Oh, jeez.
You know, they give you that giant block of wood. It's like, what do I really want? Do I really want to steal the key to the bathroom? Why do you lock the fucking thing anyway? It's a fucking toilet. Who's going in there? Somebody thirsty? Seriously, what the hell is the problem?
All right, let's move on.
I thought we were talking about restrooms and gas stations.
Great Hall of Fame weekend. Had a nice game, nice inductions, nice speeches. Nothing earth-shattering. Again, Jeff Reed, the best story for us that came out of the weekend.
Right, the game sucked.
Yeah, well, it's the first preseason game of the year. Of course it sucked.
I know.
They all suck right now.
Didn't they change the name of the stadium? Fawcett Stadium's got some... Oh, it's Tom Benson Stadium.
Oh, my
now.
God.
Tom Benson Mercedes-Benz Stadium or some shit. Dude bought it and named it after himself, the Saints owner. Oh, shit. Watch him put an umbrella over it.
All right. I want to talk about Colin Cowherd for a moment.
A moment, please.
Yes, a moment. Seriously. Oh, hey, by the way. I'm Tom, he's right. John, and this is Bang Radio Hour number 250 fucking 5.
That's right. A long time coming to get it. So there you go.
All right. So Colin Cowherd.
See you next time.
Colin Cowherd, who's been a staple at ESPN for the last decade.
a staple that you sit on. One of those staples in the carpet that you step on.
Ow, fuck.
Well, he's going to Fox. And everybody knew it. It really wasn't a secret, which was funny, though, because ESPN kept him on the radio, even though he never said he wouldn't say it on the radio. He'd just say, oh, I'm just moving across the street, or I'm just moving down the street. Or, I'm just moving to the other side of town. That's what he would say. He's talking to Kirk Herbstreit on ESPN, knowing that he's leaving for Fox. And right. He's telling Kirk, he's like, you'll come over and be on the show with me, right? And Kirk's going, well, yeah, of course I will. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, ESPN is not liking this. There's no way.
You know what irks me is that they've allowed this idiot to have that kind of power.
What do you mean?
I tell you what, as everybody knows, unless you're new to this show, my record for listening to Colin Cowherd is 144 seconds before I'm ready to smash my foot through the windshield of the car that I'm driving. I can't take him. He's a fucking moron. He's a jackass moron. And now, what they've done at Fox is said, you can have so much power that you can do this, flaunt it right in ESPN's face. Go ahead.
You know, here's the thing, John. Look, I understand you don't like him. I'm not a big fan either. But he wouldn't have any power if he didn't have a lot of people who do love to listen to him.
This is the problem. Remember, you always say, I should watch that movie, Idiocracy? Well, I put it on my list. I've got it. I found it. I'm going to put it on my list. It's ready to be watched as soon as I have 2 hours to sit down and watch it. But I realize that, well, we all said that the dumbing down, oh, they're going to dumb down America. No, people. It's done. It's fucking done.
Yeah.
Okay? Dumbing down is done. It's been done.
Well,
so this is why people like Colin Cowherd have huge, tremendous audience.
His deal includes television appearances on Fox, Fox Sports 1, syndicated radio show via Premier Networks beginning September 8th. That show will air simultaneously on Fox Sports 1 and the Fox Sports Radio Network weekdays noon to 3. It's the same show. It's still called The Herd. And he's also going to be a regular on Fox NFL Kickoff Sundays. And
thank God I no longer have a reason to not want to watch that, because I never did and I don't care.
I know, it's like Jesus, bring back Rush Limbaugh. You know?
Right. I mean, you know, look, the thing about him that I hate so much is he just takes the same goddamn thought for 20 minutes and just rewords it over and over again. It's like he has one thought and he just says it in different ways for roughly 2 10-minute time periods.
Right.
Over the period of 20 minutes, he'll say the same thing, just in slightly different inflections or other ways, so it means something different, so that he can keep talking about the same thing for 20 minutes just by changing little tiny pieces of it.
Well, I don't know how long, ESPN, they it's funny, ESPN tried to get him to stay, and when he said he wasn't, they were like, you know what, you were one of our greats, we appreciate everything. They've always stood behind this guy. He has been very edgy and controversial at times, be it whether it was race or politics or whatever. And they've always championed him and cheered on everything he said. And now all of a sudden he says something edgy and they didn't like it. And here's what he said.
I mean, the Marlins put a general manager in their dugout. People freaked out, you know, like, oh, it's baseball. You don't think a general manager can manage? Like, it's impossible? The game is too complex? Like, I've never bought into that baseball is just too complex. Really? A third of the sport is from the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic has not been known in my lifetime as having, you know, world-class academic abilities. I mean, a lot of those kids come from rough backgrounds.
I love he's searching so hard for the words to say, those people are stupid. But he doesn't want to say that, so he's coming up with all of this other stuff.
Look, he should just say what he's really thinking. Look, they're both black and Hispanic. They're two-time losers. That's what he should say, because that's what he's saying.
Oh, my God.
I hate him. I might as well try.
Well,
I don't care what the fuck he says. It's a stupid thing to say, because whether or not you understand baseball and whether or not you think it's a cerebral sport, the fact is that country produces a shitload of really great players, right? A lot of them. So there must be something that they know that you don't, you freaking pointy-nosed little bitch. I can't stand him. Oh, I hate him.
But he said all of that. Everything you just said, he said. And he also said, wait a minute, hold on. There's a little bit more here. Listen.
And have not had opportunities academically that other kids from other countries have. Baseball's like any sport. It's mostly instincts. A sports writer who covers baseball could go up to Tony La Russa and have a real baseball argument, and Tony would listen, and it would seem reasonable. There's not a single NFL writer in the country that could diagram a play for Bill Belichick.
That is 100% true.
It doesn't make any difference. Baseball moves at an entirely different pace. It's an entirely different concept on how offense and defense work. It all works on the chance of where the ball goes after it comes off the bat.
His point is that you could take five people from different countries who can't speak the same language, put them on a baseball diamond and tell them to play, and they would not need to be able to communicate with each other in order to play the game. In football, if the center doesn't speak the same language as the quarterback, you've got a problem.
Well, not really, because the quarterback can always just take his middle finger and push it up in his taint a little harder, and that means hike the ball. It's the universal language, Tom. That's why Samoans are so good at football. Don't you know anything?
ESPN yanked him off the air after that.
Good, because, you know, I'm just looking for any excuse to yank him off the air. I don't care. I don't like the way he goes to commercial break. Get him off of there. I can't stand him.
All right. So, I said we have the true definition of getting your jaw jacked.
That's right.
And that would
be... We do
have
the true definition of getting your jaw jacked.
Geno Smith getting his jaw jacked by linebacker I.K. Enumpally in the locker room. Wow. Everybody's heard about this. Man, I mean, I looked at my wife and I said, do you suppose Ryan Fitzpatrick paid Enumpally to do that?
I think that was Geno Smith's last interview.
Well, I got some comments here about it, and if for some reason you haven't heard the story, this was all happened over $600 because Geno Smith was supposed to go to a fundraiser that Enumpally was associated with. Enumpally bought him a plane ticket. It was $600 to fly him out to this fundraiser, and Geno Smith never got on the plane. He never showed up. So Enumpally said, "Hey, man,
lazy bastard."
Enumpally was like, "Hey, dude, I want my money back. You didn't come. I want my $600 right. back." And there was, and this had gone on for a couple of weeks, and Geno said, "I'll get it to you, man. I'll get it to you. Don't worry." So then, just the other day, he went in and said, "Hey, man, do you got that $600?" And now, as far as the details beyond that go, I don't know what was said. I heard that Geno Smith put his finger in Enumpally's face, and that's when Enumpally clocked him. And that's it. And so that's what happened. And after, as soon as it happened, Enumpally knew he screwed up. He understood being released. And, of course, maybe Rex Ryan paid him to do it. I don't know, because Rex Ryan immediately snatched the dude up.
Yeah, well, but he didn't draft him, though, right? He's a rookie right now.
No, he was a rookie last year.
Oh, he's a second-year guy now?
Yeah, Rex Ryan did draft him.
I thought he was a rookie now.
No, Rex Ryan did draft him.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense that he would draft him and snatch him right up.
Yeah.
Because for two reasons. Number one, that. And number two, he can tell him a little bit about Todd Bowles and what's going on down there. But and number three, probably to take him out for a beer. First clocking Geno Smith and his stupid goddamn face.
Oh, you know, Rex Ryan's like, man, I always wanted to do that. You know?
Well, you know who's coming to the rescue, Tom? Rex Grossman.
Oh, God. Yeah, they signed him.
Rex Grossman's coming in. Johnny Five is flying the flag.
You seriously can't find a better third-string quarterback out there? There's got to be somebody. Is Blaine Gabbert still in? You know, Blaine. I mean, I would take Blaine Gabbert over Rex Grossman.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd take Blaine in a heartbeat just for the purposes that we could play that all over again. We could do that for a while. Some go, my
dear. Right.
Oh, shit, yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you what. The Redskins have a quarterback they could trade. I think his name is Robert Griffin.
Oh. Hey, look. Pierre Garçon dropped that ball. Robert Griffin threw a beautiful pass there.
Nah, it wasn't a beautiful pass, but it was there, and it was catchable, and that's the problem. He did drop it. See, that play, I don't even worry about that play, because that's a play that Garcon's going to make that catch 1,000 times out of 1,001. You know, it's not a problem. The fact that Griffin saw it and threw it where he was supposed to, that I like.
Right.
He could have thrown it a little better. They could have caught it, but overall, it's practice.
Practice?
Practice.
Practice?
practice.
All right, listen, this is what Boomer Esiason had to say about Geno Smith getting... By the way, Geno Smith's jaw is broken. He's out 6 to 10 weeks, and here's what Boomer said.
Going into the season, the Jets had the 32nd worst quarterback situation in the league. I don't think this makes it any worse than it already was. It maybe actually make it better now that Ryan Fitzpatrick is the unquestioned starter.
So, Boomer Esiason, what do you think about him getting jacked in the jaw, broken jaw in the locker room by a teammate? He's out 6 to 10 weeks. Well, they're better now.
Look, right. The Jets fans showed up at the hospital to boo Geno Smith. They're all in the hallway at the hospital. Boo! Behind the curtain, they're yelling at him and shit. And they're yelling at the nurse to show us your tits! Show your tits! Fucking J-E-T-S! You gotta wonder, though, if they're at the hospital and nobody's leading the cheer and there's no scoreboard to show them how to spell it, do you think they can? Do you think they might get confused?
Oh, my God. Chris Carter actually blames Geno Smith. Listen.
For me, it's a lack of leadership on Geno Smith's part that he would put himself in arm's way to get sucker punch. Because, man, you're the president, like CEO of the team. We can't have you fighting.
We can't have you fighting.
You can't be fighting. That ain't going to happen. You got to show leadership. You fight from behind. All of you guys go first. I'm leading.
Well, I got news for Chris Carter. Geno Smith wasn't fighting. He just stood there and got hit, period. One time, sucker punched, had no idea.
He didn't get sucker punched like Chris Carter would like you believing. He didn't get sucker punched. He was standing right there. Sucker punch means that he didn't expect the dude to hit him, but he was looking him right in the face when he did. Shoot. You know what? One of the best tricks I ever learned back in the old days was to tell somebody right to their face. You put your finger in their face. You tell them you're going to hit them on the count of five if they don't get the hell away from you. And then you cold cock them on two. Fuck them.
All right. Okay, so Lance Briggs, he's talking to Andrew Siciliano from Fox Sports about the whole thing. Right. And Andrew asked him, he said, you know, did you ever have a quarterback you wanted to punch? Well, it was pretty much almost every one of them. And Briggs is going to go through each one. This is great. Listen.
Tell the truth. Did you ever want to punch Jay Cutler?
There have been times, yeah.
Why didn't you do it?
But we've had a lot of quarterbacks. Why didn't I do it? Because out of respect.
Craig Krenzel?
Why didn't you do it?
Yes, wanted to punch him a couple times.
Caleb Haney?
Wanted to punch him four times.
He said, what about Caleb Haney? He goes, I wanted to punch him four times. Four. He knew it was four times.
Let me see. Yeah, that was that one time he threw that other interception, and another time he fumbled, and another time he checked to a running play on third down and 19, and then another time he quick kicked on third down, and I wasn't ready to come back in because I was taking a piss. I wanted to punch that dude right in the nose.
Hold on, let's continue.
Yes, AFC.
Okay, Brian Greasy?
Did not want to punch Brian Greasy.
Kyle Orton?
Did not want to punch
Kyle
Orton.
I mean, I could go. You had like 85 quarterbacks. Yeah. I could keep going here. Rex Grossman?
I wanted to punch Rex Grossman in Miami.
Cordell?
Yes. I wanted to coach my very first football game against San Fran.
Uh-huh. Jonathan Quinn?
Yes. I wanted to punch him because defense is on the field 90 plays a game.
That's great.
That dude fumbled every other play. Damn, man. I'm trying to get some Gatorade and shit. Somebody go punch him so we can get an injury timeout.
Oh, man, that's great.
I can't believe his excuse for wanting to punch Jay Cutler wasn't just like, you know, well, look at him. Well, don't you want to punch him?
Right.
He just got a face for punching.
All right, now I don't know if you've seen any of the comments from Jerry Jones regarding the fights in training camp. Like, you know, Dez Bryant got, I mean, God, that scuffle lasted a whole 5 seconds. Cam Newton got in a little scuffle again, lasted 5 seconds. I mean, I've been watching football a long time, John, and every year scuffles break out at camp. It happens all the time, and most of the teams
had full out brawls.
Most of the teams like it, you know. And Jerry Jones, every time they ask him, he's like, "Oh, that's good stuff, man. That's great stuff." And so now they're going to ask him about Geno Smith getting punched in the locker room, and this is what he says:
"What happens in that locker room, competition, training camp, that's been going on in my life for 50 years. Back when I was 9 years old." But locker room stuff is just a part of a highly competitive sport, and sometimes guys get their emotion going, and things happen between teammates all the time, almost 100% of the time, every time, they're hugging within seconds.
Right, and there it is. They're hugging within seconds. Now, granted, this is a little different. You've knocked the starting quarterback. Well, we thought he was going
to
be
You're
the starting quarterback.
You're not wanting to hug him. You got to go pick his teeth up first. Oh, I'm sorry, Gino. Here's your teeth. Shit. I found your bicuspid over here under these flip-flops.
But I'm thinking, you know, 20, 30 years ago, man, this was probably very common.
Well, Roger Staubach and Clint Longley,
right.
For God's sake.
Yeah.
Right. You know, yeah, I mean, the broken jaw, that's the thing. The 10 weeks out, that's
well,
the thing.
Yeah,
his career.
Right.
I mean, you know, what happens if Ryan Fitzpatrick wins 3 games? The Jets are going to love him.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, like Boomer Esiason said, they're better now.
Yeah, but you know what? Boomer Esiason thought he was ordering in a restaurant. So, got to take that for what it's worth.
Well, let's call Jerry about
all
this.
Right. You know what I found interesting, though, is that he didn't want to punch Brian Griese, when apparently everybody in Denver did, including his dog.
Brian Griese and Kyle Orton both, he didn't want to punch.
Yeah, well, Kyle Orton was smooth, man. He was always out partying. So, dude, you want to wrap your freaking Lamborghini around a post? I ain't saying nothing. Wasn't that him? Wasn't it Briggs that rolled over some, like, $150,000 car?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
I believe it was. I don't know. I know I want to punch Jay Cutler because he's married to Kristen Cavallari.
God. What kind of O-face do you think he's got? We'd have to talk to her.
Oh, God, no. I don't.
He looked like that actor. What's his name? Vincent something or other. He died. But he always played the really ugly ghost in all those movies. Matter of fact, he was in Ghost. He was the ghost that was on the train.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Google him up. That's what Jay Cutler looks like when he's getting up in the morning. Anyway.
Yeah. I want to talk to Jerry. Gotta talk to Jerry.
Hello.
Jerry Jones.
Yes, sir. How you doing there, sir?
It's John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Oh, well, howdy there, Tom, and welcome to another exciting and straight-shooting season of Dallas Cowboys football.
Boy, Jerry, I am excited.
Good to have you on board. It's too bad you haven't been able to sell that stupid monkey that you got to sit next to over there. I hope he ain't managed to shit his pants yet.
Nah. Good. Nah, he's all right.
So he's learning.
Hey, yeah, you know, you got to go a little easy on him. He is a Redskins fan. I mean, look what he's dealing with.
I know. You know, I'd say something about him, but I've taken a pledge to not say that word anymore.
Is that right?
That's right. We're just going to call them them boys over there in Washington.
I hear you talking about training camp fights and this locker room punch to Geno Smith, and we just thought we'd call you
and
talk about it a little bit. You know, we saw Dez Bryant get into it on the field. And
oh, that was just great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. When I'm sitting up there in my owner's suite, and I'm looking down on that field and they're practicing, and I watch some of them fellas getting a scuffle like that, I feel like I'm the emperor in Rome and I'm watching my slaves battle for my
life. Oh,
ideas.
Jerry, it's come
fantastic.
On now.
Yeah, I'll tell you something here, Tom. We can keep that on in there, but you know what? If this ever gets heard by anybody other than a few dozen goddamn reprobates that y'all got downloading this thing, you're going to have to let me get a chance to erase it.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take it back. I'm going to pretend that somebody else said it, like that monkey sitting next to you.
Well, I did hear Dez Bryant say, you know, the guy that he got into it with, he's like, man, he's just trying to get respect out here, and now he's got mine, so he's all right. But I'm so glad you signed Dez Bryant, Jerry.
Well, I am too, because signing Dez was great. Listen, it happens all the time in training camp, Tom, and what happens in that locker room, you know, these guys get to fighting sometimes, one of them kicks the other, and next thing you know, they're sucking each other's dicks. You know, doing some crack or whatever it is they do to relax down there.
Oh, jeez.
They're not my business, and that's one reason why I absolutely will. I do not allow any recording devices in there whatsoever. That's called evidence. Anyway, yeah, signing Dez was just great. And, you know, thanks to his good-for-nothing family of hangers-on and all that, one of our key sponsors has noticed a significant increase in the sale of 40-ounce bottles of malt liquor, and the sale of pig's feet and salt and vinegar potato chips have gone hit all-time highs. So it's a win-win there, Tom. By paying Dez all that money, I have buoyed the local economy, and we get a firecracker of a wide receiver.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Do you laugh to yourself when you think about DeMarco Murray trying to run behind that Eagles offensive line?
You know, Tom, I laugh to myself all the time, but that's mostly because I have no idea what's in these little tablets they give me. I thought it was ecstasy at one time, but they've changed it so many times now, fuck if I know, even if what I'm talking to is real. But this, I do. Poor DeMarco. I got to tell you something, Tom. I really feel bad for the young man. Bless his heart. I mean, I told him he was making a mistake. I told him. I said, look, it's not because of the line. It's not because of that goofy-ass offense is going to run you into the grave. He'll be fine with the carries that he gets between the fumbles. But look, it ain't no secret Chip Kelly don't like black people. And as we can all see, DeMarco is black, so he might be in for some tough times ahead. That's what I told him, and he made his decision.
Boy, yeah, I don't know. These former players say he's trying to get rid of all the good black players. And I'm like, well, why does he want to keep the bad ones? I just don't understand.
It's to bamboozle the rest of us in the NFL. That's what he wants. He wants us to get rid of all of our good black players like he is so he can snag ours.
Oh, okay.
That's the way it works.
All right, Jerry, to hell with the Eagles. They're not going to do anything this year. What about us? What are the Dallas Cowboys going to do this year?
I'm going to tell you something, Tom. I aim to set records this year, boy.
All right.
And I have been looking deep into the idea of having your own private in-house Wi-Fi enabled service button right there on your seat that you can press and order yourself up a $235 pepperoni pizza or a $145 bottle of beer. Domestic only, of course. I mean, imported's going to cost a little bit more. You understand?
Right? I understand.
Anyway, when it's ready, it's going to be delivered straight to your seat by a big blonde Texas waitress with big hair, big tits, and a big smile, dressed in an official Dallas Cowboy thong and micro top, just so the ladies in the audience, you know, they can get a little fashion show of what's over there in the gift shop. I'm telling you, Tom, I have plans to make 2015 a fan experience like no other in the NFL. Back when I first built the Cowboys Palace, I made a promise to various big business interests in our community here to be the first NFL football team to offer premier gentlemen's club quality lap dances right there in your seat. And now, we have finally cleared the last legal hurdle, and it will become a reality this year. So come one, come all, and bring lots of small bills.
But what about the team, Jerry?
Well, the team's going to be just fine. Okay. Look, I'll tell you something. When you got titties bouncing in your face straight out of the heart of Texas, you ain't going to give a goddamn where the ball's going or what Tony Romo's doing. Now, just trust me. Now, look, I also want to make sure everybody out there understands we are still a family-friendly entertainment value, so long as all fans entering the building are at least 13 years old.
Well, Jerry, guess what? Here's the thing. November 8th, Sunday night, 8 p.m.,
right.
Sunday night football, prime time.
Right.
You're hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. And it just so happens, Jerry, that my son and I will be there.
Well, God dang, ain't that something special right there to celebrate? You make sure that you let those boys, those ushers, know that you're down there and let them get it on up back up to me, and I will make sure. How old's your boy? How old is he?
He's 21.
Oh, hell, he can get the full ass in the face. We'll get him one of them, all right? He can get everything.
Well, I'd like to be able to have us sit in your suite with you.
Well, up there we get other special favors. But, you know, I can think about it. I can really think about it. But unless you're like a big, giant, obese governor of New Jersey or something like that, you never know. He might show up, especially since they're playing the Eagles. And if he comes in there, I got to kick about 14 people out. It's just that simple.
I understand. All right, Jerry, looking forward to the season. We will talk to you again soon, sir.
All right, I'm looking forward to it, too, Tom. Now, everybody, like I said, come on down. Tens and twenties are just fine, but we'll take fives, too. We're not picky.
All right, Jerry, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bang Radio.
Hi, I'm Jerry Jones. If you're like me, you can't get enough football. Of course, if you were like me, you'd have an owner's box, a field pass, and a 12-person hot tub shaped like Texas Stadium. That's right. I love football.
Any time that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me.
Glory hole days. Glory hole days. Glory hole days.
Glory hole.
Glory hole. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it was. I want me some glory hole.
Help yourself.
VOTech.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I've got another obsession to break. No excuse. On Monday nights I will come home late, drenched in booze. Football season begins really soon. 'Cause NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. My wife tries to watch, she gets confused. Which of these players are natural or on the juice? I can't describe how I miss John Madden, Al Michaels too. Which players will get arrested for dumb things they do?
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo from the NFL on Fox, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
That guy should have read that a couple times before doing it. It didn't sound that good. Hey, folks, John Madden here, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour. I mean, it's an hour of cartoons banging each other. No, it's not. But that would be funny. I'd listen to it. Hey, I'd rather watch it. Boom.
Christian passes to Cordero. He heads back to the right, can't pitch the ball, and Border Battle 107 ends in a tie.
I've never been a part of a tie. Never even knew that that was in the rule book.
You didn't lose the game, but you feel like you didn't really accomplish what you set out to do.
In college, there's multiple overtimes. I mean, high school and Pop Warner.
Yeah, my first tie ever. It's disappointing.
I never knew in the professional ranks that it would kind of end that way.
It's an empty feeling.
Hate to see what happens in a Super Bowl or... Hates to see what happened in the playoffs.
13-year NFL vet, Super Bowl participant, 6-time Pro Bowler, Donovan McNabb, coming to us from Los Angeles, California.
The Super Bowl participant.
Oh, that is hilarious, man.
It never gets old.
No. No, it doesn't get old. But Donovan... Man, he's got problems, man. I don't know if he just has a drinking problem or a drinking and driving problem or, you know, because... So he's got his second DUI in less than 2 years. All right. They both happened in Arizona. His first one also happened in Arizona in December of 2013. He served 1 day in jail for that. But a second DUI in Arizona comes with a minimum of 98 days in jail. And
unless you're Mexican, then they shoot you. Right. They take you right down.
Well, he issued a statement on his radio show, and it really didn't make a whole lot of sense. Surprise, surprise.
No shit. Did he say .com? And that was his statement.
NBC Sports Radio. NBCSportsRadio.com.
That's his statement. He's just trying to get a message out, Tom. He's getting a message out to the players in the league.
The message I try to send to players across the league.
It's Donovan the Apostle.
Donovan McNabb is no idiot.
He's a Super Bowl participant, goddammit. Remember when that stupid Eagles clan used to tell us that he was a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Oh, Donovan, what do you think about being in the Hall of Fame?
He's practicing his speech.
All right, so
oh hell,
here's his statement.
Earlier today, there was a story that was released, and I want everybody to be cognizant of it because I am very aware of it, handling the matter at this particular point. But at this point, I have no further information, and as we continue on with the situation, then we'll let it handle as it will handle itself.
As we continue on with the situation, then we'll let it handle as it will handle itself.
I like the fact, Tom, that he made sure that we knew he was aware he got arrested last night. I'm sure y'all are aware of it. I'm very aware of it. Trust me. I'm right on top of it. It was me standing there getting my shit shaken down by the cops.
Then we'll let it handle as it will handle itself.
Otherwise known as the Eagles Super Bowl game plan. That's their two-minute drill in the Super Bowl.
I mean, I was confused.
Right.
I didn't think that a drive could end this way. What if it's the Super Bowl and I'm driving to the game?
All right. So then all of a sudden, TMZ comes out and they write, Donovan McNabb is stepping away from his NBC Sports radio show to deal with personal issues in the wake of his DUI arrest. And, you know, they said he hosts a show on Under Center with Mark Malone, a daily sports talk show on the NBC Sports Radio Network. But 2 weeks after his second DUI arrest, network officials tell us that McNabb is taking a break. And then the video of the arrest comes out. This is the best thing ever. TMZ released this footage as well that was shot at, you know, because he got in a wreck. He hit some lady's car.
A fender bender.
Yeah, he had just a little right? fender bender. Nobody got hurt. It wasn't serious. Just a little fender bender.
It was a side swipe. It was your typical drunk swerve, you know, scrape up against somebody else's car and dent their fender.
That is exactly what it was. And, you know, McNabb, of course, he's defending himself. And the officer tells him he smells booze on his breath and all of this. So so here's how that goes. And you know, just play this and talk about it because, I mean, this is unbelievable.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How come I can smell it on you then?
Well, first of all, I got a cold.
I got a cold.
So I've been on cough medicine. So like I said, I got...
What kind of cough medicine?
Chlorophyll Robitussin.
What? I had
Chlorophyll?
Chlorophyll Robitussin.
Chlorophyll, if I'm not mistaken, from my 8th grade biology class, is the green substance that's within leaves that photosynthesizes light into fucking plant food.
Okay, now, I don't know that for sure, but if that's true, that's even funnier than it was the first time I heard it.
Chlorophyll Robitussin.
What?
What the fuck is
Does
that?
Does it say that on the bottle?
That means it's just crushed up leaves. Who the fuck? Anything. It could be grass. Anything green. I bought it from some guy around the corner over there. He had a suitcase set up that said snake oil. Some guys over there. This tonic will keep you from throwing passes into the dirt. Let me tell you something. I bought it off of an old man in Western Canada.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Meanwhile, Blaine Gabbert steps up. Yeah, it helped me. Blame, little blame, blame, little blame, blame, little blame, little blame, blame, little blame, blame, little blame, blame. So McNabb hasn't had anything to drink, but he's got a cold, which must mean stand back over there because I will get you sick.
I got a cold.
I got the bubonic plague. I mean a cold.
All right, let's continue.
You have something in your mouth right now? Is that a cough drop?
That's it. That's two okay. cough drops.
Two cough drops.
So like I said, I've been really sick. Like I said, I live two really blocks sick. Away. I've been just going home.
That's
all I've been doing. You know, no. Somehow I end up someplace else. So all I have to do, all I can do is go home. That's all I've been doing.
I've been just going home. I've been really sick.
Really sick. I had Lou Gehrig's disease just yesterday. See? I still get a text. You know, he must know he always sounds like he has a cold, so he's taking advantage of his fucked up sinuses to be able to try to pull off this ruse in front of this cop.
I got a cold.
All right, here we go.
My wife, my kids.
I got the sniffles.
I'm not into that. Like, first of all.
Not into what?
And when I hit her, I told her, I said, what? Look, first of all, I'm going home, ma'am. And she said, well, let's just wait. I said, no problem. I'll wait. My husband's a ex. I don't know. He's a undercover cop.
What in the hell?
None of my business.
He's talking about.
And then the dog come out.
No, he's talking about what the woman told him that he sideswiped. He said, I was just going home, and she said, well, let's wait and had, you know, let the police file a report. And he said, fine, no problem. And her husband's some ex-FBI agent or something like that.
He gave me the microfilm and told me that no matter what, I was not to get captured. And then these Russians drove up and shot him. So I've been running ever since. And I got a cold. This ain't helping.
I got a cold.
You ever try getting involved in international espionage when you was on some chlorophyll rope or something? That stuff make you cloudy, man.
Okay.
No problem. That's what we're doing.
Well, here's the deal. All right, can we just run you through some tests just to make sure that you're good to go to drive?
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Can you spit out your cough drop?
Oop.
Can you spit out your cough drop? Okay.
Spit out your cough drop.
What I would like for you to do is Donovan, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you stand up here on the sidewalk for me? Just keep your feet together just like this and keep your arms down at your sides.
Yep.
Okay. Any recent head injuries?
Listen, I played football.
I ran it a lot.
Any recent head injuries? Listen, I played football.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
I'm not in there.
You said that again.
What was the last time? It's been a little while since you played, though, right?
I mean, 3 years, but still.
But still.
Okay. Yeah, Mark Malone hits me all the time when we're on the radio.
When's the last time you took any medication?
Last week.
Last week is the last time you took?
Yeah, my shoulder.
Okay.
She came to me, and I told her, I said, I'm just going to be honest. I was just trying to go home. She said, well, I was just trying to wait on my husband. I said, not a problem.
Is that what you tell somebody that you just sideswiped when she comes up to you? You say, I'm going to be honest. I was just going home.
Yeah, that's all. I was just going home. Like I said before, somehow I got someplace else, so I was just going home.
But, I mean, what is that? I'm just going to be honest with you. I was going home. The dude is drunk. He's drunk.
Yeah, I mean, the path that I decided to take to home happened to go right through your driver's side door, but, you know. I played football, you know. I saw the hole, so if I got to bounce off of you a little bit. So be it, as long as you didn't make the tackle. And as you can see, my car barely got a scratch on it, so, you know, touchdown.
I've been just going home.
Just going home.
Okay, so is that where you're heading right now, is home?
Yeah, right here.
Where are you coming from?
Huh?
Where are you coming from?
I was just leaving right over here.
Right over in this parking lot?
Right over here in this parking lot, yeah.
Okay.
So I was just leaving and just going home. How you doing, man?
Okay.
All right. It's unfortunate.
Okay.
Where are you coming from? I was just leaving right over here.
Yeah, I was just hanging out by the dumpster, you know. I was just going home. Just happened to be from that parking lot right there.
All right, now this is great. Now they're going to give him the eye test where they take the pencil and make it go back and forth, and you got to follow it with your eyes. Here we go.
Obviously, you're not wearing glasses, but are you wearing contacts right now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay. Can you see this?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm going to do... I'm going to move this back and forth in front of your face just like this and then up and down.
Yes.
Okay? What I'd like for you to do is to just watch it with your eyes and your eyes only.
No problem.
Okay? Don't move your head. Just move your eyes to try to follow the pen.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do with this light right here is just kind of hold it right here just so I can see your eyes well enough. Okay?
No
I'm not going to shine it right in your eyes, though.
No problem.
You understand that?
Yep.
Okay.
So you want me to look at this light?
Yes, look at this light right here.
No problem.
Don't move your head. Just follow it with your eyes.
Yep. Looking right at it.
Yep. Don't move your head, though, okay?
Not a problem.
Okay, so he says he wants him to follow it with just the eyes. So you got to keep your head still, and you have to follow. Just move your eyes only, and you don't move your head. And he's like, "Don't move your head." And Donovan's like, "Not a problem." Meanwhile, his head is going back and forth and back and
because
forth.
He's following his progressions, Tom. That's all. He's looking off the safety. You know, that's a trick, though. They got you no matter what. From that point on, the pen trick.
Yeah.
Because when you're drunk or you're fucked up, when you move your eyes all the way to one side or the other, it jiggles a little bit. You can't stop it. It's an involuntary response. So they know as soon as they go one way or the other whether you're fucked up or not, and everything else is just for their amusement.
John, to move your head, Donovan.
Not a problem.
Not a problem. And it's moving.
Yep.
Unfortunate situation. What happened?
Yeah, accidents always are. No one likes to get into an accident. All right, now I'm going to move it up and down. Again, just watch it with your eyes and your eyes only, okay?
Not a problem.
Not a problem, and his head's going up and down. Up and down.
Well, he told him to say so, not a problem, and he's nodding yes. He's saying yes. That one I give him.
Okay, so then they decide he's drunk, and here's what happens then.
What I'm trying to do, Donovan, is just figure out if you're willing to do more tests. I can't make you do them, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's got to be up to you.
I mean, I'm just going home. I got my wife at house. I mean, I don't
think... It's got to be up to you.
No, so
okay.
I just want to go home. I just want
all
to
right.
go home.
You're gonna be under arrest for DUI. Okay,
what?
You're under arrest for DUI.
Oh man, I don't want to take any more tests, officer. No, I'm gonna pass. That's okay. Thanks, but I just want to go home.
Yeah, yeah. Just can you drop me off or something? You know, can we pick up a pizza?
I got a cold.
Yeah.
I just want to go home and curl up with a good book and a bubble bath. So you know.
I've been just going home.
Right.
I was just hanging out in the parking lot. You get plenty bored and dirty out there. I was just going home.
Oh, where were you coming from?
Hey, I'll tell you a secret. I puked in the Super Bowl.
He was driving a Land Rover. They found a plastic bag full of cash. That's weird. That included a lot of $100 bills. He had an expensive watch and other valuables in the plastic bag. Very weird. And they checked his trunk. They found a full bottle of tequila in his trunk.
Well,
so it was full. It was full.
Right.
So it hadn't been. It wasn't an open container or anything like that. And he's sitting there all this. He had nothing to drink. Just had some cough medicine to fight a cold. And the guy registers a 0.17, which that's an extreme DUI in Arizona, which brings even stiffer penalties. And since it's his second DUI in 2 years, I don't know, man. He might be looking at like 6 months in jail.
Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting to see what happens when he goes to jail because, you know, he's got a message, Tom. I'd love to hear what he has to say when he tells all those prisoners that are in there that he just wants to go home. And they'll be like, hey, Donovan, you know, if you don't quit throwing the soap at my feet, we are going to have a problem.
The message I try to send across the league.
I've been just going home.
Right.
You know, NBC said the same thing that Mike Shanahan and that the coach of the Vikings said, is he just won't wear the armband. So, he's out of there. And on the armband, obviously it says, don't drive drunk. Stay out of parking lots.
All right, so what is it, the Texans on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, the Texans are on Hard Knocks, which is kind of boring so far. Except for one part, because I'm a Redskins fan. What I'm finding out about Hard Knocks is because I'm a football fan, I enjoy it. Because it's NFL films, I enjoy it. But it's essentially the same show year after year. They, you know, it's basically the same thing. So it's kind of interesting just to see a little bit of the quirks. But this time, for me, and it was fun because it was the Redskins in the end with the practice and the big brawls that the NFL thought were so bad that they called ESPN and asked them to stop showing them on SportsCenter.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know. They weren't that bad. I mean, they were good brawls. It cleared two fields. They were practicing on two separate fields. They had a brawl on field A, a brawl on field B, and then they all cleared and got met in the middle and had a brawl.
I thought Pierre Garçon was going to get into a brawl with J.J. Watt. Listen to this.
He gonna keep pushing that man like that. I do whatever the fuck I want to do, fuck boy.
What?
I do the fuck I want to do, fuck boy.
How about Garçon coming at you?
Dude, he's like, bro, you're maybe 112 pounds. You might want to stay the fuck back
on the defensive line.
We got into it every year in Indy.
He's always talking,
John. He's always talking.
He does. He always is talking, and he wears one of those mouthpieces that look like fangs, and that's good. I don't care. The Redskins this year need to establish an identity of not being such panty wastes that get shoved around by every offense in the league. What happened against the Texans? Fine by me, baby. If everybody wants to plaster us with this Native American hoopla that goes on all with that, then we'll take it to heart and we will kick the shit out of the Texans for you. How about that?
Well, but I will say this. If you're going to look at J.J. Watt and say, I do what the fuck I want, fuck boy.
Twice.
If you're going to do that, then damn it, catch the ball.
Yeah, you got to catch the ball. Maybe J.J. Watt yelled at his television and scared him because he was about, maybe 1,000 miles away.
Catch the ball, punk ass faggot.
Yeah, he's got to catch that pass. But you know what? He also was smart enough to call J.J. Watt a fuckboy twice with his helmet on. So he wasn't stupid to take off his helmet.
Now, what was this? The Texan center was talking. They were telling a story about puking on the ball.
Yeah, this was the only other funny part that I found in Hard Knocks, which usually has at least one or two good things. I mean, the coach, he's an old salt. You know, he cusses like a sailor, like I do. But I didn't find anything particularly appealing about it as far as our show goes. But this center, he sounds like himself, a good old boy here.
I puked on the ball. You remember that? I had the stomach bag.
I remember that. He puked on the ball.
Before halftime, we run a two-minute drill. That nose guard didn't rush. I was just, snap.
What'd the quarterback say?
He was freshman.
He didn't say nothing.
He didn't say nothing.
He was a freshman, so he wasn't going to say a damn thing.
Yeah, I think he played at Georgia or something like that. But yeah, he's a freshman. He didn't say nothing. And he says it so matter of fact. I thought that was funny. But other than that, just the Texans got their asses kicked by the Redskins. That was your highlight of the week.
Now, I know you've heard of this guy because you are a Baltimore Orioles fan.
Yes.
And I'm talking about announcer Gary Thorne.
Yep. Great announcer. He makes the game pleasurable. He's a lot more fun to listen to than some of the other stiffs that are out there. But the Orioles season's over, so.
Well, I do find him entertaining when he mispronounces a word. Well, let me set this up for you. Albert Pujols is up to bat.
Right.
And, you know, when a pitcher strikes a guy out or he gets the third out in an inning, you know, they say, oh, he retired the batter or he retired the side.
Right. A batter that's out can also be called retired.
Right. So here's the clip.
Going down to third base. Nice play, Machado. He'll make the throw over. Pujols says retarded.
Really?
It wasn't even close to like a mispronunciation or anything like that. It was just straight up.
Pujols says retarded.
Oh, those are my Orioles, baby. That was funny. Pujols is retarded.
Pujols is retarded.
You got to wonder what, I mean, he didn't mess it up at all. He had to have seen like some kid walking by the booth or something.
Oh, that was funny stuff right there. And of course, we have to give this a mention.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Frank Gifford, along with Al Michaels and Dan Dierdorf. Happy you're with us, and we've been waiting for this game for a long time. We are ready to go.
84 years old, may he rest in peace. He was an icon on Monday Night Football. That man, you know, John, I didn't even know this. 1956, you know, yeah. He played for the Giants for a decade.
Yeah.
And in 1956, he was the league MVP.
Yeah, yeah, he was the Golden Boy, no shit. And I mean, they called Horning the Golden Boy, that was his nickname. But I mean, in terms of the face of the league, he was it. He was it from USC all the way on through. And then, really, for 30 years on Monday Night Football, I figure practically everybody in our audience, that was their first experience with Monday Night Football was him. Probably post-Howard Cosell. But he worked with Howard Cosell all the way on up through to Al Michaels.
So, yeah.
You know, kudos to him. And, you know, for a time there, Kathy Lee Gifford was smoking hot. So he was doing all right there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when she wasn't, he just cheated on her.
Yeah. And that, well, that's that. what was she? A waitress in the sky. What are these? A stewardess. She was fine, too.
I can't stand her.
Who? Kathy Lee Gifford?
Yes. So annoying.
Oh, yeah. She's a plastic piece of crap. I can't stand her either. I don't like any of that kind of crap, man. You know, Hollywood-y fucking stupid stuff.
All right, speaking of stupid stuff, I mean, I like Rolling Stone magazine, you know, in general, I like Rolling Stone. They've got some really great interviews, but they put out a list of the 30 best sports movies of all time.
Okay. I know what my favorite is.
What is yours?
Bull Durham.
Okay. Well, that was number 6 on the list.
That's a great movie, man. I love that movie.
I don't know how you can't have The Replacements on this list, number one. Nowhere on the top 30, The Replacements, really?
And it's about, that's why, cuz, it's about the Redskins, Tom. It's surreptitiously about the Redskins, that replacement team of scabs that went down and beat the Dallas Cowboys. You remember that?
Yes.
Just making sure.
I'd like to forget it, but, you know, now I'm looking at the top 5, and 5 through 2 I don't really have a problem with. I mean, I don't know that this would be my order, but Caddyshack, Raging Bull, The Bad News Bears, the original Bad News Bears,
yeah.
And Rocky at number 2.
And that's, you know, I mean, that's the, you know, you can argue for those. That's fine.
Yeah.
But at number one, Hoop Dreams.
Oh, a lot of people critically acclaimed, but I never watched it, so I can't make an opinion on it. It got a lot of real high marks. I think it's like 5 or 6 hours long or something like that. That's why I never bought
it. Well, I don't know how you can put any basketball movie above Hoosiers.
Well, that's like I said, people do, but
I would take Blue Chips over Hoop Dreams.
I don't know. What about Space Jam? That's a good basketball movie. Was that on the list anywhere? If they're going to put Caddyshack on there and call it a sports movie, Space Jam has to be on there.
Well, hell, they got Slapshot at number 7.
Oh, shit, yeah. That's a top 5 right there.
Well, now, I've never heard of this movie, Senna.
No, I never heard of Senna either.
I don't know what.
That?
That's number 9. You got Friday Night Lights at number 10. White Men Can't Jump, I love.
Yeah, that's a
they don't have Hoosiers until 13. You got to go all the way to 18 for The Wrestler. The 19 is The Natural. The Big Lebowski at 20. I mean, hell, I got to get to 24 to get to Any Given Sunday.
The Big Lebowski? Because they bowl? That's a sports movie?
I guess.
Get the hell out of here with that stupid crap, Rolling Stone.
Now, here's my biggest problem. My biggest problem of all. You know, we're talking about the top 30 here, John.
Right.
You know what is not on the top 30 list? Remember the Titans.
No shit. That's got it. What are they crazy? And they put freaking the Big Lebowski on there and didn't put Remember the Titans on there?
I could argue Remember the Titans for number one.
You could definitely argue it for number one. In fact, Rocky's a great movie, but it's kind of it drags. It really does. It kind of drags a little bit. I could argue definitely to put it at top 5. What about The Last Boy Scout? Was that on there?
No, and that was a great movie.
That was a fun flick. Here's what to watch for in that movie. At the end, when they're on that kind of overpass thing where all the cars are going around, Bruce Willis shoots out 4 tires with 3 bullets.
That's true.
He does.
That's true.
Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah, that was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
All right, well, there it is. We're back, and, you know, it's our first episode in a while, so we're kind of, you know, it's probably a little rough around the edges a little bit, but, you know, hey.
Yeah,
it'll get there. It'll get there. We're going to do more than 4 shows this year, I promise.
Well, I put a thing up on the Facebook page asking people what characters they wanted to hear. For the show back, and a lot of them want to hear Fribbeth Moop, though, Debbie Fribbeth Moop, and to echo what Tom said about the rough edges, some people wanted to hear from Edna Blumpkin.
So that's why we have lubricant
for the rough edges.
That's right. So everybody listening to this show, dab some KY behind your ears.
Okay.
We will probably most weeks it'll come out a little later than it used to. When we can get to it earlier in the week, we will. But most of the time, it's going to come out on Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the best I can do for you unless you want to pay for it.
Yeah. I mean, if you pay us for it, then we can make excuses to our bosses and shit like that.
Right.
Right. However, go on the Facebook page. Sign up if you're not already signed up. Get it over there. Somebody said that the Gridiron Challenge isn't working anymore on ESPN. They don't do something similar to it. So somebody start something up on NFL.com.
Oh,
I'm assigning
really?
You. Yeah. Somebody, I don't know. I think Joe Sturr put it up there that what they had before isn't there anymore. So I will actually be around this year. So, yeah, hey, for that. Tom has finally moved in. He's gotten rid of all the Mexicans that took so long to get his furniture down. You know, that's what happens when they go by way of Bolivia.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
I've been just going home.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
Builder Ali spent his 40-year career whistling as he worked. Then he was offered a free pension review from what he thought was a reputable firm. But it was a scammer, and his lifetime savings were stolen.
Oi! Waiter! Another bottle of champers over here!
Don't let a scammer enjoy your retirement. Check who you're dealing with. Visit ScamSmart from the Financial Conduct Authority.